With SRN News, Amit Thomason. A federal budget blueprint important to the Trump agenda advances in the House.
On Capitol Hill.
The ayes are 217, the nays are 215. Majority voting in the affirmative, the concurrent resolution is adopted.
House Republicans muscled their budget blueprint to passage.
We got it done.
House Speaker Mike Johnson.
We have a lot of hard work ahead of us, but we are going to deliver the America First agenda. We're going to deliver all of it, not just parts of it, and this was the first step in that process.
President Trump made calls to push reluctant Republicans to sign on to what he's called a big, beautiful bill. Ben Thomas, Washington.
President Trump says his Ukrainian counterpart may soon visit the White House amid word of an agreement on the U.S. accessing and sharing the wealth of Ukraine's rare earth minerals.
I hear that he's coming on Friday. Certainly it's okay with me if he'd like to. And he would like to sign it together with me. And I understand that's a big deal, very big deal.
Mr. Trump says it would allow the U.S. to recoup the huge sums of money it has spent helping Ukraine defend itself against the Russian invasion. Also at SRNNews.com, New York City Mayor Eric Adams asking a federal judge to toss out the corruption case against him, alleging prosecutorial misconduct. His request comes as the Department of Justice seeks dismissal of the charges on the Democrat mayor's behalf. The Federal Aviation Administration says an American Airlines plane arriving at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport had to abort its landing, doing a go-around to avoid getting too close to another aircraft departing from the same runway. That maneuver yesterday involving an American flight from Boston occurred less than 2 hours before another plane attempting to land at Chicago's Midway Airport was forced to climb back into the sky to avoid another plane that was crossing the runway. This is SRN News. Something new in Qatar.
A church, a big church. The World Evangelical Alliance and the Evangelical Churches Alliance of Qatar have broken ground on a $50 million building that will house 10,000 people on Sunday mornings. It's a big breakthrough for the country's small Christian minority, which labors under a lot of restrictions in the mostly Muslim petrostate. The new church will be outside of Doha on a plot of land leased from the government of Qatar specifically for that purpose. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Republican Attorney General of Texas wants the NCAA to take its transgender policy a step further and require gender testing for athletes who compete in women's sports. Ken Paxton wants an injunction to keep the NCAA from falsely and deceptively claiming that only biological women may participate in female-specific competitions. Earlier this month, the NCAA aligned its participation policy with President Trump's new executive order. SRN News. The haters rage against President Trump's Doge chief.
A 28-year-old Indiana man is arrested by Indiana State Police, accused of making violent threats against Elon Musk on social media. This after being alerted by Texas police. According to an affidavit, David Cherry made several posts on X under the username Effective Pawn. Officials say the account replied to a post by Musk stating, quote, "We're gunning you down next, Muskrat." Another post said, quote, "You're robbing the American people. We will gun you and parade your corpse through the streets," end quote. And then another post stated, "I am going to plant a bomb in Elon Musk's house." Newsweek reported that Cherry owns an online store which sells communist, anarchist, and political-themed merchandise. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Wall Street futures pointing to a higher open this morning. The Dow futures up 126 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 181. More details at SRNNews.com.